Hey there, welcome to the Creative Classroom Podcast. I'm your host, John Spencer. I'm a former middle school teacher, a current college professor, and I am passionate about seeing teachers transform their classrooms into bastions of creativity and wonder. And so we explore the blueprints and the tools and the ideas, the mindsets. We explore stories, all with this goal of you transforming your own classroom into a place where creativity and wonder thrive. And that includes something called creative productivity. It's the ability to get the creative work done that you actually want to do without being tired and exhausted or being distracted or whatever else is getting in the way. So I want to talk about this topic a little bit more in depth right now. And it's the difference between being productive and being busy. Now, if you're interested, if you go to spencervideos.com, you will see I just posted a video on this topic, a sketchnote video. I love making these sketchnote videos. It's kind of my jam. And you can check it out and explores this concept a little more in depth. But we're going to go ahead and dive right into it right now. So without further ado, I'd love to share a story of when I broke up with busy. When I was a new teacher, I believed I had to give 110% in everything I did. I thought that the best teachers were the ones who arrived first and left last. I was a busy teacher, taking on all kinds of committee work and saying yes to every single project. But then I had this moment when I decided to break up with busy. If you check out the blog post, spencerauthor.com/rest, you'll see the specific video that goes over this. But it was about 8 years ago, and I arrived home from work, and my five-year-old son, who's now, 13 years old, crazy, was already holding up a baseball. "We can play, but I don't have a lot of time," I told him. All I could think of was my to-do list. I had a department meeting to plan, papers to grade, and a small project I had to finish. I had to keep up on how the students were doing, and I just had this huge list of things that needed to be done, and it was honestly, it was a grind. However, as I slipped on the baseball gloves, something began to change. I forgot about my to-do list. We tossed the ball back and forth and back and forth, and my son kept saying, "Is there still time?" He would ask it in between pitches. He would ask it as the sun was setting, and as we continued throwing the ball, he kept asking the question, "Is there still time? Is there still time?" I couldn't answer it, really. I would say yes, but I wasn't being sincere. There was a deeper question left. Is there still time? Someday he would be grown up, and I knew it. So that night, I broke up with busy. I had a conversation with my wife when she said, "You know, you've got to do less. You've got to be around more." And it was a really hard conversation as I was relating what it was like to be throwing that baseball in the backyard with my son. So I did it. I quit committees. I limited my projects. I set a curfew for myself at work that I would always be home, always be ready and finished at 5. I learned when to give 110% and when to just give 11 or 12%. I was no longer that person who would show up before the sun rose and leave when the sun, but right after the sun went down. I mean, I was different. See, I had been drowning in busy, and yet I'd been wearing busy like some kind of badge of honor. Like I was winning some kind of imaginary competition. But life isn't a game. Well, actually, life is a game. And I think it's also a cereal. I don't know if it's still around. But here's the thing. It's not a competition. You don't get a trophy for packing your schedule with more projects and more accomplishments and more meetings. And yet, all you get is a bigger load of busy. But busy is hurried. Busy is overwhelmed. Busy is fast, and busy is careless. Busy is a hamster wheel that never ends, and a sprint up the ladder without ever asking where you're going. There are moments in life when things get busy. I get that. But I never want busy to become my new normal. I might work hard, I might put in lots of hours, but I never want busy to define me. I never want to look back on life and say, wow, I was really good at being busy. And I mention this because I think there is an epidemic of busy in the teaching profession. I see a lot of teachers who are just packing their schedule. They brag about how late they are at work, and they deride the teacher who leaves on time or shows up 10 minutes before a contract. And yet, busy isn't better. I mentioned this on a past podcast about 2 episodes ago, that actually the most productive people are the people who rest, that rest is absolutely vital. And truly, that's what I found, that when I broke up with busy, I actually became more productive. And here's what I mean. I became a better teacher. After the difficult conversation with my wife, I remember thinking that I would be making sacrifices as an educator. But that's not what happened. I actually had more time, more energy, more mental bandwidth to create those epic projects that I always wanted to create for my students. And here's what I mean. I finally had the time to prepare PBL units and resources because I wasn't spending my time, you know, inputting grades into a computer or putting together really good looking bulletin boards. Also, I found that the root cause of my overworking, and my friend Angela Watson helped me identify this, was perfectionism. I began to experiment with student-centered learning, and I began to get over the fear of making mistakes as a teacher. I learned that my value didn't come from what I produced. It came from who I was. And I learned to do fewer projects, but to do them better. I began to focus on the things that mattered most, and I began to give myself the permission to be less than perfect in areas that were simply not that important. This ultimately helped me to prioritize and focus on transforming instruction in my classroom. Furthermore, I began to engage in creative work in my spare time. I started to do things that I wanted to do. For example, I began to do these Thursday evening genius hour projects where I would go away on a Thursday night and just have my own time to write a novel or create writing prompts or draw or sketch or whatever. And my wife would do the same thing. I would watch the kids and she would have her own genius hour. And in her case, it was music and it was singing. And finally, I had already been asking the question, what am I doing for students that they could be doing for themselves? And I was on this journey toward empowering students, but when I truly was able to break up with busy, I took that student ownership to the next level by letting students self-select the scaffolding, letting them own the assessment process, helping them to self-select standards, things like that that I had still been doing for them, letting them, you know, do the project management. Now, that brings up this point about the difference between busy and productive. There's a key difference between being busy and being productive. Being busy is about working harder, while being productive is about working smarter. Being busy is frantic, while being productive is focused. Being busy is fueled by perfectionism, while being productive is fueled by purpose. Being busy is about being good at everything, while being productive is about being great at a few important things. Again, there's the sketch video that you might want to check out on spencervideos.com that takes a deeper exploration about that. But the bottom line is I shifted from busy to productive, and that was a critical moment for me. And as I shifted, I began to ask this question, how do I make time for the things that actually matter? Now, we've all asked ourselves that question at some point. Listen to the following statements, and you might relate to some of these. I'm completely overwhelmed. I'm struggling to differentiate between the urgent and the important. I want to do creative and innovative projects, but I'm feeling tired and overwhelmed and stressed out. Being a teacher has consumed every spare minute of my life, and it's simply not enjoyable anymore. I work on school stuff constantly and I'm never done, and yet I always feel like I'm not doing enough. I really have a hard time getting started on things and figuring out what's most important. If those statements relate to you, then you know you're in that place where something has to change. And I would encourage you that if you are in that place, that you would break up with busy. Now, there's a lot of ways to do this. You can build a support network. You can connect with other people. You can set boundaries for yourself and create things. And the bottom line is, there are a lot of different methods that work. I can compare this a little bit to choosing to work out. You can work out if you want on your own, or you can join a team. You can connect with others. You can be a part of a community. I think it also helps to have a roadmap. Now, here's the thing with the roadmap. I don't have the roadmap. For me personally, the person I connected to was someone I already mentioned, Angela Watson. And I don't promote products very often on this podcast, but I just want to make a quick pitch that she has something called the 40-Hour Teacher Workweek Program, and it is her club. It's not a program, and it's not a course. But it's a 40-hour teacher work week club, and she gives very specific practical strategies that you can use to break up with busy and to be more productive and to push innovation and to allow your students to have more ownership. Like I said, she was kind of a coach for me, very instrumental in helping me think through this. And so that's why I am a huge fan of the 40-Hour Teacher Workweek Club. It's why I am an affiliate for it and why I'm happy to share that with you. But if you are not joining the club, and that's okay if you're not, I would encourage you to make a few simple decisions. First of all, I would say set a curfew for yourself and set a goal. Second of all, I would explore the role of perfectionism and see if it's having any impact on how you're doing as a teacher. And so with that in mind, I would just encourage you to consider breaking up with busy and embracing productivity instead. Thank you for listening to the Creative Classroom Podcast. Have a wonderful day and go out and make something awesome.